William Shivershall, the Hergus of Clare Shaw, Clare Nigail. My name is Robert Gooding Carswell, Robert of Carslach.
Did thee ever hear tell of old Bobby Bob?
And the name of this programme is Clare Nigail, and in it you'll hear the English language, as on genius Nishu Clashen and Gilg, and in it too you'll hear the Manx Gaelic, Chinian Amera, the mother tongue of Elian Fanning, the Isle of Man. As Bannacht and Urish. Now, Dorothy Wordsworth is walking the island with Henry Hutchinson, whose sister Mary was married to Dorothy's poet brother William Wordsworth, and in the company too with William's 18-year-old son Willie. After spending the night in Peel, they visited the grave of Bishop Thomas Wilson in Kirkmichael and then walked under the trees that Bishop Wilson had planted at Bishop's Court. To Maisha Renfield, Ginston of Cumregan, Michon and Ach Renan Count Dracula, snoused Jacks a Chamberegger, once Ty Benrit and early John Seward, foe Sash and Unyag, Gener out Burnach, James Orlach on. To Maisha Renfield, there be gorted the troms, te fes aglach, a chudginum, liga orm, shenons, machorehin, house tabilai and skeeler and all the Welshan begging dolly. Now, by chance, I came across a reference to the birth of John Benbow on the 10th of March, 1653. Now, he went on to become an admiral and was killed as a result of action in 1702. He died of his wounds sometime later. And that was out in the Caribbean, and he was buried at Kingston in Jamaica. There are absolutely no Celtic connections that I'm aware of, but we'll hear two songs about Admiral Benbow. Tashu Geishach, Rish Radio Vanning, Stashu and the Nashun, Viscolor Scaliamach, Vaidulish, Alan Vanning.
We sailed from Virginia, letting dance to Fayol, where we watered our ship, and letting then we weighed all. All in view on the seas, boys, seven sails we did espy. We manned our cups, then letting wait speed to leave. First we come up, it was a brigantine sloop. We asked if the others was as big as they looked. All but turning to windward as near as we could lie, we saw there were 10 men all war cruising by. We drew up our squadron in very nice line, and boldly we fought them for full 4 hours time. But the day being spent, boys, and the night coming on, we let them alone till the very next morn. Now the very next morning the engagement proved hot, and brave and rough and bold received a chain shot. And as he was wounded to his merry men he did say, take me up in your arms, boys, out and carry me away. Now the guns they did rattle and the bullets did fly, but brave and rough and bold for help would not cry. Take me down to the cockpit, there is ease for the spots. If the merry men see me, it will sure break their hearts. Morning by break of the day, they hoisted their topsails and so bore away. We bore to Port Royal, where the people flocked much to see Admiral Benbow carried to Kingston Church.
Come all you brave fellows, wherever you've been, let us drink to the health of our king and our queen. and another good health to the girls that we know, and a third in remembrance of brave Admiral Benbow.
June Tabor, accompanied mostly by Martin Simpson on guitar, and a song about Admiral Benbow. There's another song about Admiral Benbow later, and we'll also hear more from June Tabor later on as well. Now, having walked beneath the trees planted by Bishop Wilson of Bishop's Court, thence to Sulby, Sulby River, the largest in the island, Handsome Bridge. Now, this was the original Sulby Bridge. It was a humpback bridge built in 1739, and it was replaced by a flatter, wider bridge in 1922 and 23 because it was known as the most difficult section of the TT course coming up and going across that humpback bridge at Sulby. On with Dorothy Wordsworth, women washing their clothes, girls bathing, a cheerful scene. At Henry's public house, had a batch of Ramsay news, a wedding the day before that rang through the island, carts, gigs, everything in requisition. The old mother moved about like a machine, as if intent on keeping her body upright, and her old daughter sat to entertain us. So, I don't know whose wedding that would have been. I perhaps could have found out from the papers, possibly. Although the papers at that time generally had a lot of foreign news in them from other newspapers that they got hold of, rather than local snippets. But having crossed the Sulby, the fact that they're in a pub, this is presumably the Ginger Hall. And the present building dates from 1889, but the pub had been named far earlier for the ginger beer that they brewed on the premises. The earliest reference I could find to the Ginger Hall per se was in a newspaper of 1817. And the old premises were destroyed by a fire in 1888, but there'd been a public house of some sort on the site from the 1790s, or at least the house that was there became a public from the 1790s. Well, Seanish Asci Len and Early John Seward. Sanuna Vacore Renfield Nish. Mursaw Ren me tash na melinega lesha brandy rish. As high air. Ach, ve gin the rawa cunyanega a railrish gavrach a severna. Ernol the rawa ski lega engol a rye. Vami urchi corers and go back as arn shenna skeel. Ach, Dort van Helsing mor hanish thou, Ligde coler, na gin brishes jacher, Genode gul back, as fuddy na vudde guller aia chorer bi, ma visse chit the hall snaya smunyan ega. Hai air. Fayen le durri mi de chlashen vai, ach gerenne corbegger mahon, gene ir karchwulje gorm, as tre giri a neist van mi corri de lurish. Tre renne skir a stiach through the nunyug, ged rawi dunt, as de renne ir crankle, heng me de ve jimmusach rish. Renne ganages orm, as renne nedin ven ega gian mach as a che, as na sulian jurga ega lonracha. Now this is a bit of romantic poetry from the Isle of Mull now. It's sung for us by Seamus Graymach.
Yo in kato malem gu Is flying soul pluritive, O yo in cattle malem who get the vegan to talk gone on. Gum fine cattle malem why get vegan schnach kahur mun chruach, gum paschkin yo. Maruan is coming ye vod gachailes. Dover all yach gyal mar chanach loin. Dog ruayun falwyn drach nan ros. Dovaluch yl mar ich jyn yon. Gwyr biag is kyol doch ein chlel. Yo in cattle malem who is lying so well pluritive. O yo in cattle malem who get the gun to talk on. Be kujan gyalir yedl smid le kruis ayon sferun sud gum fona gosam bohan frich ach usagun vion la gud anam mulan am bion fuor ach runya kahukia monuag guret ogul ak fyn mohuag skurt ruag nach romi haulet I oin kato malem lu is lain su
Seamus Graham and the Scottish group Croon. Seamus is the Chief Executive Officer of An Cumann Gaeilge, which organises An Mbord, of which Seamus was a gold medal winner. Hi, mor de bech leshen van Cledden Inage, as na rau misioch veg. Charau ir an soreg a mor ve tre hai a sharam, ha dot mi gedden Graemer. Vami smullion on sach denyach, the raupen ans je haker ergits jachs a chamber. Hia sus and de winiv an in sire al yabi is henkert nol, as udsen in shadu chow hulu jay, na dode faganad, och, ball on o dachet clashen no share. Vat ninist nin dust. Cheren, ach ren an olu muster, as renne biberni. Ach henken eden ege de vee, na scromi as na strimmer hushach vos. Hi Renfield air gin goil tastage. Tre henk banan se haker stiach le shilia orm faster jew, charawi sustaid chedin. Gurish te lug de tullio ushtje ve kurit stiach sa fashe. On shaw renchin ulyu glaishecha, a chadur pecher be ir fogel. Hi air. Charaw fissem de rawi unt shaw der a lori, as charawi gin an ach hedden. And why Dorothy Wordsworth refers to this public house as Henry's public house isn't clear. He's a retired sea captain living on the South Quay in Douglas, so why would these premises in Sulby be anything to do with him? I had wondered if it was owned by a family called Henry, but there's actually an advert for sale of the premises in a newspaper of 1833 when it's described as being for the last 40 years occupied as an inn going under the name of Ginger Hall or Scotch Tavern. And then the proprietor is named in that advert in 1833 as Margaret Williamson, so not Henry at all. It seems likely that it was the Ginger Hall they called in, because not long after this, Dorothy writes, turned out of road to Kirk Christ's Air, embowered in trees on the hill, and pretty house near. Well, at that time, the old parish church stood in what is the eastern part of the churchyard. The area has been used for further burials, so there's nothing to show the old church now. Lizer Church and the Northern Arts Centre, as it now is, nearer to the main road, was built in the early 1830s, consecrated in 1835, so post-Dorothy's visit. Thank you. Welsh harp player Eleanor Bennett, Baroness Wigley, in fact. She was married to... she married the former Plaid Cymru leader Dafydd Wigley, who was created Baron Wigley. In addition to her orchestral career as a soloist, holding masterclasses and so on, Eleanor Bennett founded the Harp College of Wales. Sjoerd yw stasiwn yn asiwn, Radio Fanning, ys yn siort as yw geisiach, rys Claire Nagel, mer yn pyn, Robert Cytyn Carswell, Robert y Carslach.
Have you heard tell of Owl Bobby Bob?
To Claire Nagel, master imedi Claire yn Radio Fanning, bys fyrdd chlasen, rys siacht yn lwgd aw gwyl ar sgelia mach yn chyd chyrt. Yw rys brw y cram yn erag yr rher yn ydeg Radio Fanning, ys rai enn yma Claire yn sien. De Claire Nagel gent mor podcast nies, vis we gaden nasty in de Radio Vanning, na trud en reich er de podcast jou, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Audible, Spotify, Google Podcasts, TuneIn, na Alexa. Well, having visited the old Lizaire Parish Church on what is now a loop off the main road, on they go down past where the new church was built just a few years after Dorothy Wordsworth's visit. The whole country pleasant to Ramsay, she writes, steep red banks of river. The town close to the sea, within a large bay, formed to the north by a bare red steep, to the south by downs and grey cliffs, and backed by a green mountain and glen and fine trees, with houses on the steep. Large church in market place, lately erected. Now, this is St. Paul's Church, and although she refers to it as a large church, it was originally smaller than it is now. It was built in the early 1820s and consecrated in August of 1822. So it had been open for 6 years by the time Dorothy Wordsworth saw it. Hospitably received by pretty Mrs. Duke and her two pretty little girls. Allowed to rest on sofa in her new-dressed drawing-room. Piggott's directory for a few years later shows a lodging house owned by Esther Duke in Strand Street in Ramsay. So I presume that's Mrs. Duke if she's able to go along to her, although she wasn't actually lodging there. Mŵr iam yn ffwli glas, smile iam yd lys paltio ffwyl o'n ddaw, as fe gyn dyraw sien fecs, ulyw y rai mach asgi. Hraw mi smwlion er ag y tre sien, ach tre hau i'r sŵl gaw mi toioch der smwlion, as hwg ei orwm fe cori, daraw esion ar ei goel y fiowys mach asgi. Dod mi genacht yn dren y ffyrelia biberni, mo ren mis, ach ren sy'n tanacht yn o'n sacht yn elia gyn gleisio. Mo so, tre henke noch fa mi yrw er hon, Honnig mi a chei snawstiach o'n, as gaw mi grei mori da tion. Fam mi a chlasen eg deinia ben rich da fel niart ar sgyn duchus, as er a fef a fysem da raw mi ma wunia ben rich, na cyrt na nansir bi, fe ffom jyn a wymyd jyn ffwrem. She, as deinia eisen a nis, er a fef fe ersen chit mach as a chei da striwrum. Ren mi cwmul greim tion er, as smunni mi da raw Chi Chitliam. Now, the tune of this Irish language song, Fania Gyal and Lay, was popularised by its use for On Raglan Road and The Star of the County Down. It's sung here by Moira Nivranach.
Dyn moch ddo gaws a mach Er roch y loch o'i len On sawr y tacht Sy chryf le mas Gos lon o te o'n yren A thas do ddom tre fael te pwyrt Gos bod y min y rhe Ke yo'n le mas Ach yn chwl yn da Le fan y gael yn le Nir o brog na stoc o caip na clog Er mwy stair i nog o'n sbeir Ach fawlt fy nor gysysg tra A fawlt
Singing and playing Fáinne Gheal an Lae, The Bright Ring of the Day, published by Edward Walsh in 1847 in Irish Popular Songs, although a version in English was subsequently published with the title The Dawning of the Day, a bit more prosaic, I think, than Fáinne Gheal an Lae. Hrau mi la le de gheal cúgelia jain vioasek, der a honnig mi na súlia ega, rennad lást a stiach anam. As henkman yar de vee mar ustje, renne snau na chrúd, as tre hug mi eber glacke e, renne troggle sus mi as chowe mi shees. Va bajal djur grom, as fire gurish tarnach, as vee djean de renne ge snauer soul fon dors. Van chreeg a chit de vee nas fes, as an enneleg an as fiery as nas dockery. Jas van Helsing Suskin tort. Ta fissine an rid smedanish, dorte. Teon shaw has ta fissine of his foe. Fuddy na beer raw ammach, lig de weaponin vein. Weaponin vein, na ridin cheddin as vein on the elia, ach na lig dun call tre, chanel tullach ein de yummel. Rau feimer coron aline, the jar o a sugar sign, uns foglen, vashin gamma shulnim lice and reach. Rau feimer coron aline, the jar o a sugar sign, uns foglen, vashin reina de rechelia. Brenchin ulu siri, as gaushin vine a shamer nine, na nien cheddin vine, tre heishin's jach, uns tie account. Well, Dorothy Wordsworth has gone, it seems, to Mrs. Duke's lodging house in Strand Street in Ramsey. That branched off the promenade running north, and it ran along into Queen Street and then across Dale Street and into Mona Street. So if you know where Mona Street is, opposite there would be the entrance to Queen Street, and a bit further on it would run into the Strand Street where the lodging house was. Dorothy Wordsworth had been sitting in Mrs. Duke's new dress drawing sitting room on the sofa, and I came across another advert from the 1830s where Mrs. Duke was selling a Broadwood piano. There's a piano by the Broadwood Company, so it's not unlikely that this would have been in the drawing room where Dorothy Wordsworth was resting on the sofa. Lodgers just arrived, to whom we must give it up. And we took tea in her little close parlour. Flowers and plants and prints of Methodist parsons. Now, whilst Mrs. Duke's drawing room was new dressed, Dorothy Wordsworth isn't so complimentary about other parts of the house, although she liked Mrs. Duke herself. A sordidness in every part, but so much kindness one didn't care. Now, this is a song written and sung by Ben Bowden, who's from Helston, and he wrote this song at the instigation of Fergus Muller, who's a pasty maker in Helston and in Porthleven.
My heart belongs to Cornwall, and all within, to every cove and fabled story.
tree that's whispered on the wind. To every dream and Cornish saviour, they brought forth the light. But does Humphrey Davy know his worth tonight? And from Lizzetaloo, and from Xanatopew, down from Zor to sweet Lamorna, every path I choose leads me back to you. In a truth I have known forever. Blessed we, for we are Cornwall, and Cornwall is our home. Standing at Sou'wester Mead, you'll never stand alone. As the songs of our forefathers echo through the night, like our darling boy Fitzsimmons, we will never ever lose. In this land of saints there burns an eternal flame. It's an ancient joyous wonder that no one can explain. And I feel it on the cliff tops and in the bays, and you can see it on those faces every day. It's a song that sang all across this land. It's a seed that's sown forever. But when Michael Joseph died and our rights had been denied, one and all we stood together. Blessed we, for we are Cornwall, and Cornwall is our home. Standing at Sou'wester Mead, you'll never stand alone. As the songs of our forefathers echo through the night, like our darling boy Fitzsimmons, we will never ever lose any fight. Belongs to Cornwall and all within. To every cove and fabled story that's whispered on the wind. To every dream and Cornish saviour that brought forth the light. But does Humphrey Davy know his worth tonight? And from Lizzetaloo, and from Xanatopew, down from Zor to sweet Lamorna, every path I choose leads me back to you. In a truth I have known forever. Blessed we, for we are Cornwall, and Cornwall is our home. Standing at Sou'wester Mead, you'll never stand alone. As the songs of our forefathers echo through the night, like our darling boy Fitzsimmons, we will never ever lose any fight.
Ben Bowden and his song The Spirit of Cornwall. Although Dorothy Wordsworth speaks well of Mrs. Duke's kindness, she did notice in her house a sordidness in every part. Her kitchen surprisingly untidy, a little hole downstairs, and she, happy and smiling, among the dirt. Was ready to put on her bonnet after tea to walk with us and her little lasses to the cottage. She as smart and tight as if but 17. Ships in harbour, a steam vessel at a distance, and sea and hills bright in the evening time. Pleasant houses overlooking the sea. But the cottage all unsuspected till we reached a little opening, where it lurks at the foot of a glen under green steps, a low thatched white dwelling, the grassy pleasure plot adorned with flowers, and above it on one side a hanging garden, flowers, fruit, vegetables intermingled, and above all the orchard and forest trees. Kindly welcome from the hostess, Mrs. Brew, and her friend Miss Trivett. Now, the directory shows Mrs. Elizabeth Brew at Ballure Cottage. I haven't actually located Miss Trivett as such. Vods and neganolu jinderlu. As chowds henshin kujach sahalia, renne kaurach amachat the trom chushach chowds durte, hanelad riu ar sulvom, as chabiad der a higcion ar a chush trimshach sio, bigi crina nis mchurgin, chanein nodge kajin ar bid hashin streperish, A try, the beche, the ginach, madam, mina, vox, surance. Renny square, by the van chereg, a chit the vey brish, a sarau fissem, rau and tausmu, the yowlus, na da achim, sachri empin. Chow mui, j doris, na hagren, renshin fergach, ren artus quincy cum rail. Ren art as Quincy cum rail, as dourt an air, belin yard de vore. Signed on, dourt Van Helsing de grau, mavis doris folk last, yim brisha shise. Nach gin shen aglacha de moori, rid nyau chagine de brisha stiach on shamer ven. Dourt Van Helsing de trom chushach, and towers cart de kinjach, ach shaw bios na bes. Thanks tune for the fiddlers acting as a sort of waits going round the houses, for which they were paid their deserving, the Unisop, or in the form of the tune's title, the Wonderscope. Bernard Osborne and Peter Lum. Tune and Ashun to Show Radio Vanning, Shay Claire Nagailt and Claire Shaw, Mish Robert Cutting Carswell or Robert Carslach.
Have I heard tell of old Bobby Bob?
Tad a chulio chamer and rid heaven than early, as ear man a rowed, tad olio and rid heaven douche noch. Machara John, gin corsis de gheelan, the sigh, a shoeish nis machurgeon. Nish! Chindea a dornen chaus lore, a chrenon cula liga. Chiau ulyu gin a trimid ein naiaga, les crash, rene brisha fajlic, as dobber dun tujum gaur nin ging stiach sa chamer. Ren a nalu tujum uns riechid, as vashilia em, herish er skin, chaus vi trogl susa hin, vain a lawin as na gluna nega. Shen honic me, hug and drach arm. Jenny mean a renegan, giri, de friganach kulma wannel, as ve jean de raumachri gin bulia. Chugyalv and re hollis through the dolan chew bui, de rau sailja de lure at de hagen sa chamer. Eril yabi, lyorish an unyag, va Jonathan Harker na lai, an edin ega jurgich, as e tarn enel de trom, mar de bech tolenas air. Now, in 1939, the monthly magazine ran a series called Rambles in the Isle of Man, about a visit in 1938 by an anonymous writer. And these articles were reproduced in the Manx Sun of 1840, from January onwards. And in the second article, this visitor is in Ramsey, where he stays at the Helis Hotel overnight and then explores the area. And now, he writes, he arrives at a little valley on his right hand, and he perceives an elegant cottage ornée. And although he knows not the kind and hospitable inmates, yet he is in love with its very appearance. and instead of longing with Burns for a cave on some wild distant shore, he would rather gaze on the blue smoke curling up from this sweet cottage in the valley, and from its pleasant window gaze along the rugged and broken rocks that line the shore to Port Lieg, or look up in awe to Barul, the high, the barren, yet still beautiful Barul. But come, we shan't linger here, although Mrs. Brew and Mrs. Trivet will play the siren, so evidently to lure them to come and stay there at this cottage. So they evidently ran an attractive establishment there at Balua Cottage. Well, here's that other song about Admiral Benbow, sung in this version by Kimber's men.
Come, all you seamen bold,
come, all you seamen bold,
and draw near,
and draw near. Come, all you seamen bold, and draw near.
'Tis of an admiral's fame, and brave Benbow was his name, how he fought all on the main, you shall hear.
You shall hear.
Brave Benbow, he set sail.
Brave Benbow, he set sail.
For to fight.
For to fight. Brave Benbow, he set sail. For to fight.
Brave Benbow, he set sail in a fine and pleasant gale, but his captains, they turned pale in a fright.
In a fright.
Said Kirby unto Wade,
said Kirby unto Wade,
we will run,
we will run. Said Kirby unto Wade, we will run.
For I value no disgrace, nor the losing of my place, but the enemy I'll not face, nor his guns,
nor his guns.
The Ruby and Benbow,
the Ruby and Benbow,
fought the French,
fought the French. The Ruby and Benbow fought the French.
They fought them up and down, till the blood came trickling down, till the blood came trickling down, where they lay,
where they lay.
Brave Benbow lost his legs.
Brave Benbow lost his legs.
By chain shot.
By chain shot. Brave Benbow lost his legs. By chain shot.
Brave Benbow lost his legs. Now down on his stumps he begs. Fight on, my English lads. 'Tis our lot.
'Tis our lot.
Come, surgeon, dress my wounds.
Come, surgeon, dress my wounds.
Cried Benbow.
Cried Benbow. Come, surgeon, rest my wounds. Cried Benbow.
Let a cradle now in haste on the quarter deck be placed, so the enemy I might face till I die.
Till I die.
When in death he closed his eyes,
when in death he closed his eyes,
they all cried,
they all cried. When in death he closed his eyes, they all cried.
What a terrible sight to see our brave hero of the day. And they carried him to Kingston Church, where he lay,
where he lay.
Kimber's Men, and another song about Admiral John Benbow, dealing with his death in 1702, but the official record shows John Benbow's birth as happening on the 10th of March 1653. In fact, that was a date that was worked out by an astrologer when they were wanting to put together a life of John Benbow. So the 10th of March 1653 may be right, it may be wrong, but at least we got two good songs out of it. Mrs. Elizabeth Brew and Miss Trivet are described by Dorothy Wordsworth. The one faded and sickly, yet bright and elegantly formed. The other, a lively little shrimp, toothless in the underjaw, hard-worked hands and arms telling of all-day labour in her little garden. A bewitching spot, the cottage, peeps of the sea and up the glen, and a full view of the green steep, a little stream murmuring below. We sauntered in the garden, and I paced from path to path, picked ripe fruit, ran down to the sands, there paced, watched the ships and steamboats, in short, was charmed with the beauty and novelty of the scene. the quiet rural glen, the cheerful shore, the solemn sea. To bed before day was gone. And here we hear of Miss Brew and Miss Trivet in 1828, and we've heard the other description of the cottage from 1838. Now, whilst looking for information, I found that Mrs. Brew, the widow of James Brew, died in 1850, whilst there was a Miss Trivet of Ramsey who died in 1851 at the age of 80. I presume that must have been her. Gluna oer sneather liavach as an edinek as a chowmui, va cumma a ven as ish comrich uns edach ven. Rishal yadi, va dunya liaur tanana yadu, as e comrich uns edach u. Van edineg a chinded or shulvoin, ach, chalias honigshin va enai nulio er a count, uns de chulioacht irgus a chron er a vesh. Lesha lau hier, rene grema de lau van asha hager, frailer shulad lesh nareich an ex leden chon. Van lau yeshega goil gremoril, lurish kula mwanel, a sigh an eden ex shis erach luega. Van gulni ben ek sleet lesh fool, as vashilia keel reishis clu rush the dunya, varagan lurish an edach ega va erna rape a foslich. For shadow and their fair, Jean de Haglach, Gurish Percher, Sai Stroin, Fishin, Stjach, on scale the Vanya, the Horgue, the Horergue. Chowds wrenching Brisha Stjach's a chamber, Renna Chountchen Day and Edinegger. Now we heard June Tabor singing of Admiral Benbow before. Again, she's accompanied by the guitar of Martin Simpson. There's also Dave Bristow and John Davey in this song, originating in Scotland but collected in the north of Ireland, Heather Down the Moor.
One morning they went fields were gay, serene and pleasant was the weather. Espied a lass and a very bonny lass, she was sweeping the dew from among the heather down the moor. And among the heather o'er the morn through the heather, espied a lass and a very bonny lass, she was sweeping the dew from among the heather down the moor. Barefooted was she was comely dressed, but I had for neither hat nor feather. She'd a platter up neatly round the west as she drift through the bloom and heather down the moor. And among the heather o'er the morn through the heather, she'd a platter up neatly round the west as she drift through the bloom and heather down the moor. I stepped up to this fair young maid, tell me your name, come tell me heather. She answered me down with a bonny burn side, and I'm parting of my youth to gather down the moor. And among the heather o'er the morn through the heather, she answered me down with a bonny burn side, and I'm parting of my youth to gather down the moor. I courted her that livelong day, my heart was light as any feather, until the beams of the red setting sun come a shining down, and among the heather down the moor. And among the heather o'er the morn through the heather, until the beams of the red setting sun come a shining down, and among the heather down the moor. And among the heather down the moor.
June Tabor and Heather Down the Moor, collected by Sam Henry between 1923 and 1939, and his songs were printed in the Northern Constitution, a newspaper in Coleraine in Northern Ireland. But his work wasn't published as a whole collection until 1990, in fact. Ve gean dar an a cumann nuranacht am iach lásin cúnta jé, liamastiach ons edin a chount. Renna húlion, lás da djörg lás djína da djául. Ren túl vúra na stróna vén örladach, fásla da ljén, as va da kráu eg nin áiren. As van a fíglan bán a gibach, tjau húlu jé mélan tjú a víl, ba drig a fúl, kányar a chélia, gurusan eg bech fái. Well, Dorothy Wordsworth's diary has brought us down to stay overnight in Bloor Cottage with Mrs. Brew and Miss Trivett, where she's now retired early, although, of course, the days are long in July. She moves on now to July the 10th of 1828, Thursday. Rose early and half-dressed. Couldn't resist the sunny grass plot, the shady woody steeps, the bright flowers, the gentle breezes, the soft-flowing sea. Well, we move off from there with the party next time. Chris Pearson brings you 2 hours of the best chill-out music for your Sunday evening from 7 o'clock till 9, and then Judith Leigh will be here with Sundown at 9. We close Clairnagale with Welsh band Mim Tŵm Llai and a song about Cwmorthin, a slate quarry west of the village of Tan na Grisiau. And since 2023, the quarry has, I'm not sure it boasted, but it's got, an underground hotel called Deep Sleep, which is 419 metres down, that's nearly 1,400 foot. Ach, Sinead, that's it now until the next time. So this is Robert Cutting Carswell, Robert a Carslach.
Oh, Bobby Bob.
Wishing you a very good night. Eve, I'm a chrieri, was orsilie, as my yeri and shared you, will you?
Lle mae'n enw i wedi ei grafu.